Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's headline is a striking reality check for GLP-1 enthusiasts. Ozempic failed to slow Alzheimer's disease progression in the rigorous EVOKE Phase 3 trial, despite observational data pointing to a 40 to 70% risk reduction, a gap that underscores just how unreliable real-world data can be. On the encouraging side, a 16,000-person, 3-year RCT confirms daily multivitamins genuinely support functional health in older adults, and new research rewrites how metformin actually works. The FDA's peptide advisory panel also made a significant regulatory move this week, while a 15-RCT systematic review confirms exercise remains the only intervention with consistent health span evidence. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Ozempic fails its Alzheimer's test. The EVOKE Phase 3 trial should change how you think about GLP-1 hype. According to CTAD conference, semaglutide Ozempic Wegovy failed to meaningfully slow Alzheimer's disease progression in the landmark EVOKE Phase 3 trial, one of the most rigorous looks at GLP-1-based neuroprotection ever conducted, using MRI, CSF biomarkers, and cognitive composites as endpoints. This is the one to read today. Consistent daily routines cut pain and depression in older adults, even when sleep is poor, from Neuroscience News. Older adults who maintained consistent schedules for waking, eating, and going to sleep showed significantly reduced physical pain and depressive symptoms, and the protective effect was strong enough to buffer the health damage typically caused by insomnia. In supplement news, daily multivitamin supports functional health in 16,000 older adults over 3 years. From American Society for Nutrition. Researchers at Augusta University found that adults age 60 and older who took a daily multivitamin showed significantly better functional health outcomes after 3 years compared to a placebo group, in one of the largest and longest supplement trials of its kind. Lifelong PQQ supplementation reduced midlife mortality risk and slowed muscle decline in aging mice, from Medical Express. Lifelong supplementation with PQQ, pyroloquinoline quinone, and its derivative IPQ significantly reduced mortality risk during midlife and delayed age-related muscle function decline in senescence-accelerated mice. From the research desk. Metformin's mechanism gets rewritten. It works through the gut, not the liver. From Medical Daily. New research overturns the long-held assumption that metformin primarily works by suppressing glucose production in the liver. The drug's core mechanism appears to operate through the gut lining instead. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.